This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
We have an email from Sister Zara from Leicester, who says that she listens to the Quran as much as she can while driving in her house. She came across a verse in the Quran which says that when the Quran is recited, one must stop everything and listen attentively. So she is asking whether it is permissible to have the Quran playing in the background when she's driving or when she's doing housework. She might not be actively listening. Is she sinful for this or not?
وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ إِلَّا رِجَالًا نُوحِي إِلَيْهِمْ فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ.
The response to this question, the verse that our sister Zara from Leicester, by the way, when I used to go to England frequently in the beginning, I would say Leicester because that's how it's spelt, and I made a big embarrassment out of myself when I visited the city and I mispronounced the name because it's spelt Leicester, but it is pronounced Leicester. From the city of Leicester, she emails and she asks about this verse in the Quran. The verse that she is referencing is Surah Al-A'raf, verse 204. Surah Al-A'raf, verse 204. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا قُرِئَ الْقُرْآنُ فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ وَأَنصِتُوا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. When the Quran is recited, then pay attention to it and be quiet so that you may achieve Allah's mercy. So the Quran, this verse here, gives us the ideal situation, the ideal scenario. And that is that when the Quran is played, you should pay attention to it. وَإِذَا قُرِئَ الْقُرْآنُ فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ وَأَنصِتُوا. إِسْتَمَعَ means to pay full attention. Excuse me. وَأَنصِتُ means that you be quiet and you are not, you know, doing something that's going to be against the fact that you're paying full attention so that you may achieve Allah's mercy. Now this verse tells us the ideal, and the ideal is that you listen to the Quran as an action of worship, because realize when it comes to the Quran, there are two separate actions. Number one, reciting. Number two, listening. It is authentically reported that our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked Ubay ibn Ka'b to recite the Quran to him, and Ubay said, O Messenger of Allah, do you want me to recite the Quran to you and it was revealed to you? And he said, yes, because I love to listen to its recitation as well. So to recite the Quran is an act of worship. To listen to its recitation is an act of worship. Therefore, the ideal is that you listen to the Quran as an action of worship. Now, the question arises, are you allowed to listen to the Quran while you're not paying full attention? Let's divide this into two scenarios. The first scenario is that the Quran is being played and there is no intention to even listen to it, and that there is in fact something disruptive going on, that the ambience or the atmosphere that the Quran is being played in is not conducive, it's not meant to be listened to at all. And there are examples of this as well, that Imam Al-Qurtubi, for example, says that when this verse came down, because when the Quraysh would hear the Quran, that they would raise their voices out of arrogance and they would start blabbering away, saying anything, so that people would not listen to the Quran. So this verse came down, that telling the Muslims, don't follow that action. What was that action? To intentionally disrupt the recitation of the Quran, to do something obnoxious and rude. A'udhu billah, this is yani very dangerous, could be a type of kufr even if you intentionally want to disrespect the Quran by doing something of this nature. But what if you are, again, not intentionally doing something, but still not wanting to pay attention? In this case, it is makruh or maybe even haram. The famous Hanbali scholar Al-Bahuti says in Kashaf Al-Qana', he says that Ibn Aqil mentions that it is not allowed, it is haram for the Quran to be recited in the marketplaces. Meaning, what does he mean? So again, pause here. We're not talking about somebody wanting to recite and he's reciting of his own accord. We're talking about somebody brings a qari and says, hey, I want you to recite over here. We're talking about an intentional setup where the Quran is being recited and people are just talking away and transacting and whatnot. In other words, Imam Al-Bahuti, one of the great Hanbali icons, he's basically saying, don't have the Quran as background in the aswaq. And you know, sometimes we visit supermarkets in places around the world, and me personally, I just say, I don't like the fact that the Quran is being played in the entire marketplaces. I know sometimes it feels good, and I understand that, but at the same time, in the bazaars and the supermarkets, I personally, I find this again, like Imam al-Buhuti said, that people are going to be negotiating, bargaining, they're arguing, things happen in the marketplace that again might not necessarily be the best. So, yeah, that having been said, I can see in some circumstances, if you're in a land where there are people of different ethnicities and cultures and faiths, and one shopkeeper has the Quran playing so that people know that this is, let's say, a shop that is owned by a Muslim, I can see a reason over there. But still, just to have the Quran playing for the sake of having the Quran playing in a massive supermarket or a bazaar or something of this nature, I find this to be, not the best, because it's not the place that the Quran should be recited. There is an element that you're just doing something that maybe the majority of people are not interested in listening to that. This is the first scenario, and I would say that it is definitely best as the default, I'm not saying in every scenario, as the default, to not intentionally play the Quran in an area where people are not really interested in listening to it. Now, that having been said, again, there are so many exceptions. Some of our scholars allowed the Quran to be played in a public area amongst non-Muslims that have never listened to the Quran so that they can listen to something. Still, there are pros and cons, and again, each situation should be decided on a case-by-case basis. That's the first scenario. I would still say the default is more on the side of caution to not play. The second scenario, which is what you are saying, So let's to give an example of the first scenario. You have the Quran playing and you have a movie playing out loud as well in your own house. Why would you have the Quran playing and some things happening on the television that are not appropriate, or music being played, and you are in control of both? You're the one who put the Quran, and then, somebody else or whatever, or maybe even you yourself are watching there. Why would there be that? You don't want that clash to happen, do you? It's not something that is appropriate. But your question is number two, second scenario, and that is that you are wanting to listen to the Quran. That's why you're putting it on the background, but you're also multitasking. Okay, that's the difference. Scenario one, there is no intention to listen to the Quran. It's just being played, just for noise or background. It's not something that is intended to be listened to. Scenario two, you are not able to listen to the Quran 100%, but you want to listen to it. And you're putting it on while you're multitasking. You're saying, for example, you're cleaning the house, you're ironing the clothes, you're cooking, you're doing something, and the Quran is playing, and you are listening to it, but you are also multitasking. This scenario is separate from the first one. And this scenario, yes, it is true, some of our modern scholars have discouraged it, including our teacher, Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen, Allah arhamu, but there are many scholars that have allowed it. And I believe that given the circumstances that we live in, the allowance seems to be the better of the two options, because your goal is to listen to it, even if it's 50%, 40%, you're wanting to listen to it. And especially if you're memorizing or you're listening to a surah that you love and you're just going over the meanings over and over again. The goal here is for the barakah, it is for the recitation, and you're putting it on while you're multitasking. Inshallah ta'ala, this does not contradict, there is no sin associated with it, because the alternative is nothing. You see, here's the point. If you were to shut it off, what would you do? Astaghfirullah, some people would put on something, that is no equivalent to the Quran as background, and we don't want that either. So given the circumstances where people are turning away from the Book of Allah anyway, for a mother to put this on, and the children, are toddlers, they're being raised to listen to the Quran. What a beautiful, environment and ambience to be raised up in this manner. And so in my humble opinion, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best, that if it is the second scenario, again, what is the first scenario? That it is being played and there's zero intention to listen to it. In this case, no, do not play it. Do not play it, because it is not appropriate to turn on the audio or the YouTube or the CD or the cassettes, whatever it is. Does anybody still use cassettes? I don't know. But anyway, I used to have hundreds of Quran cassettes growing up. I had an entire section of my, hundreds of all of the Quran. But anyway, that was back in the days of the 80s. And then the days of the CDs came. And then these days, nothing. It's just all online, subhanAllah. So my point is that you're going to put on the Quran, and nobody wants to listen to it in the entire household, including you. No, that's not appropriate. You put the Quran on, scenario two, and you are multitasking. One part of you is listening, the other part of you is cleaning, doing the chores. inshaAllah ta'ala, that is permissible and it does not contradict the verse, because there is a level of insult and a level of istima' going on. There's a level of you want to listen and a level of, okay, I want to put the Qur'an on because I want to listen to the meaning and the beauty of the Qur'an. So inshaAllah ta'ala, that is permissible and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best.
فانتصر وحملته في فلكك المشحون يا من أحال النار حول خليله روحا وريحانا بقولك كون